Okay, welcome back to all of our friends around the world who tune in, hopefully regularly, to hear the latest in our attempt to survey one of the most horrific things, if not the most horrific thing, in recorded human history, the genocide of people all over this planet at the behest of those who don't care about all the people over this planet. They only care about themselves. All right, are you there, young lady?
I am here, Jeff. Good evening.
What have you been doing?
Oh, just trying to keep up with it.
It is not easy, and I think a lot of you out there understand that, to try to separate the more important pieces from this avalanche, this deluge of misinformation, disinformation, corrupted information, lies, just completely corrupted, perverted science that some of these people are pushing under the name of doctor this or doctor that. And they're doctoring things all right, but they're not doctoring them in the way that is going to be beneficial from people who are trying to figure out what the hell they're up against. And you regulars know damn well what you're up against, and it's not good. And there's very little that we can do with it except take individual action to try to help those around us who want to know and who really care. And there are fewer and fewer of those because the number of people who have been injured, beaten up, or killed is growing all the time. And there's a great denial out there underwriting much of the mass of humanity who's dealing with this. They just don't want to go where it is that they need to go if they're going to do anything positive to help themselves. So, all right, here's a little teaser for you. We're going to get to this video in a little bit. I want you to hear this. It's short. You'll recognize the voice immediately. It's Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, and this is called a 38-second trailer for a longer interview, but just to give you an idea, what's ahead?
Do you have any faith in the mRNA technique for other vaccines, or is it for you over and out? This is not.
I have absolute faith that they're going to kill you. Every and each gene-based vaccine has the potential to kill you. If any doctor dares to give a jab with mRNA to a child, he is potentially killing this person. My prediction is that we're going to see so many tragedies that the deaths also of children will become the normal thing.
The deaths of children will become a normal thing. We're pretty well down that road already. And I think the destination is not far off. They're normalizing death. They have weaponized information to confuse people. Every group out there, these non-scheduled theologies and other loons who don't believe in viruses, for example, try and talk to Dr. Bhakti about there are no such things as viruses. You're entitled to your opinion, so, you know, have at it. That's okay. But for God's sakes, don't try and push it over this way. All right, that's a little trailer, a little teaser. We're going to have an interview. We'll play some excerpts from that a little later. It's a week or two old, I believe. It's a little older than that, but it hasn't been circulated, so it's a good one. He is, of course, one of the greatest and most brave doctors on the planet. He has spoken from the beginning about absolute truth and nothing but the truth. Okay. There are lots of things going on. We talked to you Monday about DNA bacteria plasmids. Very important. I'd urge you to go back and listen to that program a couple times and get that perfectly seated in your intellectual base so you understand that this issue is basically now a triad, as I said Monday. mRNA, the instructions to build the spike protein, and the transfection of your body's cells by it, and the setting up and the actual disposition of nonstop spike protein production and release. Then you have the spike protein itself. And now we have these DNA plasmids, which are how the body continues to get mRNA instructions flooding it constantly. That's why, in many cases, spike proteins will never stop being produced by the body. So we've got three major angles to this horror. And there may be more. We don't know. We're still looking. But the issue of shedding has never been more, I think, dangerous than it is right now. It's intensifying all the time. More and more people are now becoming hypersensitized to the vax, vaxxed people. We hear that a lot, and we try to bring that to you as well. We've got some stories here that are going to be very demonstrative about how horrible shedding is and the grief, the grueling grief it is causing more and more people all the time. It's not a joke. You'll never hear any of this on the so-called news media platforms that are all across television land. You're not going to see it. It won't happen. So what are we going to be talking about here? What's your intro on this?
Well, I've collected a number of comments that came following a very popular YouTube video. There's a prominent doctor out there who decided to give the topic of shedding some attention, you know, 2 years into this now. And it resulted in well over a couple thousand comments from people saying, yes, I can relate. I've experienced it. And many of them went on to describe what they'd experienced. And there's just no shortage of them.
The sad thing is that this is not, at this point, much more of a common knowledge platform. People still are doubting shedding, if they even know about it. And it's because they're not being told by the dominant form of media in this country. Nothing is mentioned by it. Nothing.
Well, and even the vaxxed, who are getting ill for, you know, no apparent reason, just out of the blue, experiencing all sorts of strange health problems, are not connecting the dots.
No. All right, these are very good anecdotal, yes, but from real people who are really suffering. So let's start out here. I'll go ahead and let's kick this off. These are very interesting and rather disconcerting and discouraging, frankly. They're tough. So go ahead.
First person says, I can confirm that the shedding of the spike protein is real. As someone who is not vaxxed and has been around many people ongoing without masks for 2.5 years since the start of the pandemic, I have not been affected either by COVID or the spike till that dreadful day. Last June 2022, I was traveling with a friend who got the single jab and had recently been affected by COVID twice. During this 9-hour trip in my car, this friend started to be upset, speaking loudly, and obviously some saliva particles spread over the car and landed on me too. At that moment, I felt an energetic disturbance, and the thought that I might have been affected came to me. Then I forgot about it. The next day, I started to get very sick, no obvious symptoms of COVID, but an awful sensation all over the inside of my body. I laid down for days, unable to eat, drinking little, very weak, and unable to sleep at all for 8 days and nights.
Nailed for 8 days and nights. Just riding in the car with somebody who'd just been shot up. Okay.
The feeling was like my whole body, and especially my nervous system, was under attack. Little did I know that I became affected by the spike protein, although I was never vaxxed. Later, I learned that some of the symptoms of the spike is to attack the sheaths of the nerves, sleep deprivation, and causes to lose massively your hairs, which was my case. There is no illness that looks like this. You know it is the spike. I even had a loss of sensation under one foot by the toes. I'm still dealing with that 9 months later. The important question, for which I don't have an answer, is, does the spike coming to you from the shedding of a vaxxed person, will it also transmit to you the mRNA coding similarly of that person? In other words, do I now consider vaccinated and stamped with that mRNA, which I never wanted, or have I only gained immunity from COVID? Thank you for speaking out.
Well, a couple things real quick. Did he pick up mRNA? Most probably, that is being dumped by the body because it's just part of the transmission route from in to without. And if you're around it, you're going to get it. Go ahead. There's some more below that.
There's some obvious shill here that was quick to reply. Let's assume shedding occurs. Do you really think that minuscule amount that you had been exposed to would cause you problems? Get real. And someone says, similar here, first time I got it from a recent vaxxer, I was lightheaded and dizzy for 2 hours. 1 week later, I met the same person, and it was just the same. Same from three others, all recently vaxxed. I detoxed with NAC 1,000 milligrams per day. And then someone says, Pharmatrol, just so you're all aware.
These groups are penetrated by trolls and assets of Big Pharma, the deep state, whatever. And so we have to kind of pick our way through that. This person, though, who gave the primary testimony at the top, 9 months later.
Yeah.
This is a neurological issue under 1 foot by his toes, 9 months later. The spike gets, it loves neurology. It'll go right into your nerves and clearly sets up microclotting, damaging the nerves, and maybe there are other ways it damages the nerves. But these cases are so critically important to understanding what's happening to people, to humanity. And yet you'll find them virtually nowhere else but the boards that they're on. And if you happen to listen to this program, you'll hear a number of these human horror stories, which is exactly what they are. And they don't get better. They just keep getting more intense and worse all the time. You agree?
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. I did not have any of the COVID vaccinations. During the pandemic, I traveled in a car with two people who had taken the jab about 4 hours previously. So he got in a car with two people, don't know how long he was in the car, who had been shot up about 4 hours before that. 2 to 3 days later, I developed Bell's palsy. That's a paralysis of one half of your face, which lasted about a week. 2 months later, I was diagnosed with DVT in my calf, deep vein thrombosis. He had a clot in his calf. I had never had any similar conditions before. My brother-in-law also developed blood clotting on his lung 2 to 3 days after working in an office with several people who had been vaxxed that day. So again, we'll go back to what seems to be the case, and that's the people who have been shot up are most highly shedding and dangerous to be around, probably for the first 2 weeks after. That's the best guess we can come up with. Certainly, this is a matter of hours, and they're already throwing this stuff off. Someone adds to that, sorry to hear that, everything I need and everything I read says the spike protein is super toxic. Another person says, my cousin still has the Bell's palsy, and I feel so bad for him. So there you go. Here's one more shorty. So sorry, I've been in the company of someone who was vaxxed. I recently saw the energy field of that person while taking a walk. The field was several feet, at least 10 feet in diameter. It looked like an irregular liquid shape in a light muted yellow amber color. It contained flecks of a glistening metallic and thin white flakes. I know this sounds a little like science fiction, but this is a real story. I was walking about a foot behind the perimeter of this entire energy field, we'll call it. I have not seen this color in our world. I have always seen it in another dimension. I observe the mind as unable to entertain any notion of detoxification, although so very intelligent. I am experiencing a clearing of my throat and a constant irritation and a collection of a material in the back of my throat never felt before. Also, both Eustachian tubes are inflamed, causing muffled hearing. Now to become reclusive and find a way to detox. Those who have taken the vax are removed from any understanding nor interest in this and look at me as being somehow deficient. I've been around 5 people who have taken the shots. So I don't know how close this person was to someone else showing this aura. Did you get that? I didn't.
Well, she said she was walking with them and must have, you know, fallen
she
behind?
Said the field, yeah, the field of this aura, she calls it an energy field. It's obviously a sick energy field. The person was just vaxxed. She said the field was at least 10 feet in diameter. I assume semi-circular all around the individual. It looked like an irregular liquid shape in a light muted yellow amber color. It contained flecks of a glistening metallic and thin white flakes. I was walking about a foot behind the perimeter, which if it's 10 feet and the person was in the middle, that would put her 6 feet behind the person who's throwing out this large energy field, if she was a foot outside the perimeter of it. At least that's how I read it. So some people can see auras and see energy. And we know that. That's a for sure.
Yeah, we're still hoping to find somebody that has a Curlian camera.
Yeah. If somebody out there has one, it would be very instructional to take pictures of people vaxxed and unvaxxed to see what the aura looks like.
Mm.
Very helpful. Okay, go ahead.
Another one says, this absolutely happened to me. I am unvaccinated, but was at a large gathering and while having a conversation in close proximity with someone I knew was recently vaxxed, I suddenly had an overwhelming hot flash where it felt like every cell was on fire in my body. I nearly passed out, and the burning feeling continued for 2 or 3 days. Then my cycle went absolutely haywire for more than 6 months. Cycles lasting 2+ weeks, multiple cycles in 1 month, gynecologic hemorrhaging. It was incredible. I've been worried about it ever since, wondering if there is any lingering DNA or mRNA in my system. The release of this vaccine is absolutely irresponsible and negligent, and there is no recourse for those who encounter adverse reactions.
Well, I would only say that if there was ever an understatement about this nightmare genocide, that's probably close to one of the better ones. The release of this vaccine is absolutely irresponsible and negligent. No, it's not.
It's intentional.
It's the opposite of that. It's a military-grade weapon that is horrific and was absolutely released as any military-grade weapon would be against the target, and it has worked extremely well. It's amazing.
Yep.
All right. Onward. Go ahead.
I did not receive the vax, and I spent the whole day with 3 people who just received the booster within 24 hours. I ended up bleeding menstrual with massive clots for approximately a little over a year. Then
non-stop.
It stopped for 6 months.
A year. Is that the idea? Unreal.
Yeah. Then it stopped for 6 months. Then it started back up. I asked my doctor about shedding, and he acted like he didn't know what I was talking about. I would go through massive spells of being lethargic, so I start taking iron supplements, and I had massive cravings to eat ice. I am now 48, which this started 2 years ago. I still go through fluctuations of having a cycle and not having a cycle for months. During the times of massive bleeding and blood clots, I noticed I wasn't having hair growth, such as my legs and armpits. From my understanding, that would show a high level of estrogen. I also become sick a lot, more than usual, with cold seasonal allergies or flu-like symptoms, that just sucks the energy out of me.
48-year-old woman, a year of massive bleeding and clotting.
Wow. Nuts.
Yeah, it's completely... You don't hear about this anywhere else. You do not hear about this stuff. And it's happening all over the place. All right. Go ahead.
A response to that. My husband and I moved from one country to another in 2021. We were staying with his family while looking for our own apartment. It lasted about 6 months. I was pregnant. My father-in-law got the shot without telling anyone. Soon, my mother-in-law started bleeding after having been in menopause for 2 years. It was so severe that she went to the hospital, where they took samples of her tissue because they had no clue what was up. A few days later, I started bleeding. It was happening in bouts, on and off. I was hospitalized twice because they thought I was going to have a premature birth. After 2 months, a doctor gave me an antibiotic, and it actually helped. Still puzzled about that one. I had already had one pregnancy before with absolutely no issues. I also noticed my hair growing significantly less. My leg hair only returned a month ago. My husband and I were exposed to many freshly vaxxed people, and our health just has not been the same. We're tired all the time, and we have weird coughs and throat aches. He has constant headaches, too.
There's that cough again, and this spontaneous, well, it's not spontaneous, it's caused, this bleeding. Doesn't matter if you're pregnant or not, you're going to bleed. Crazy.
Well, it is interesting that in her case, the antibiotics, well, she said, helped, mm-hmm. which suggests, you know, a bacterial component to this.
Right.
And is it a situation where, you know, a person's own bacteria is being induced to produce toxins, hemotoxins, neurotoxins? And that, you know, goes back to the Italian research showing that the virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, was a bacteriophage. It's capable of infecting bacteria, and the bacteria in turn can produce toxic proteins. And the Italian research showed that it could produce many different types of venom-like peptides, some of which are hemotoxic, some of which are neurotoxic. So I think that the bacterial thing is a big part of this.
I'm not sure how the bacteria would cause someone to bleed for over a year and clot. That's the jump. How do we describe that?
Well, if you've acquired some GMO bacteria or your existing bacteria have somehow been genetically modified or responding to the spike or the mRNA, whatever is in this mRNA, is it being picked up by the bacteria? Something's changing in the microbiome in a big way. Now, whether it's the bacterial peptides or metabolites, or toxins that are causing these bleeding issues, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just the spike? Again, we don't know.
Well, it could be both. The spike is obviously a horrific thing in and of itself. All right, go ahead, finish that page. There's some more on that.
Someone says, how do you know it's not the body just acting up at premenopause? Don't get me wrong. I don't dismiss that as the reality. Just trying to understand if you rule that out first and how. Reply to that, because it's happening to many of us. How do you know anything that you know? Don't be so dismissive. And another one, oh my God, I've been eating ice like never before. I hated it because my teeth are sensitive. I have the same menstrual and clotting issues. I haven't heard anything about ice. Any thoughts as to why?
Well, yeah, that's a strange one. That's a new one to me.
There is a condition that causes people to crave ice. And I think, let me see, it may have something to do with iron.
Well, we'll see. All right, the next one. In addition to the shedding potential, I want to know if these vax spike proteins ever stop replicating in the body. Will those unlucky millions who took these injections be a spike protein factory for life? I seem to recall that a recent study found these spikes 10 months after the injection, which is as long as the study went, and therefore one might presume that they remain longer than 10 months. Why has this not yet been studied in depth? It's a pretty critical question. Yes, it is. And I would also suggest that it has been studied in depth. They know exactly, the enemy, know precisely what's going on. Someone answers
Indeed.
That, says, it seems like they will be, or at least, however long the jabs work in their system. So this person's saying, yeah, it looks like they may be perennial forever spike protein factories. For some vaccines, that's a lifetime. Others, decades. I don't know about this type, and who does? God bless. And the last one, I was not vaccinated and went to the post office. I ended up being trapped in an enclosed line at the post office, indoors, which had about 8 people in a very small area waiting to mail packages. I was probably there for about 30 minutes. The very next day, a golf ball-sized swelling occurred in my armpit. It eventually went away, but I thought it was probably due to being in that small area with recently vaxxed people. The pretty good projection. Pretty good guess. Okay, next. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know, I looked up the ice craving.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sign of iron deficiency.
Hmm.
So, okay.
But you don't want to be... Okay, that underscore this. We don't want people... We don't recommend that people take iron supplements, okay? To put it mildly, stay away. Don't do it.
Yeah, well... I would say before you do that, you want to adequately assess whether or not you're truly iron deficient, because more often than not, it's an issue of iron recycling, not true deficiency.
Because your body has iron in it and already
tons
stored.
Of iron in it. You accumulate iron from childhood onward.
Yeah, it's
and
stored.
Men, because they don't bleed regularly. Tend to accumulate it more of it and faster than women, but you don't want to be loading up your tissues with iron, and that's part of the problem with this bioweapon illness, is that it causes the body to sequester iron, and so dumping more iron in, even though the blood appears to be anemic, only worsens it. I mean, you might feel good for a couple of weeks, 4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks, and then you've got the same problem all over again. And you go out and you dump more iron in, and the iron isn't leaving. It's going into organs and tissues. And that is a catalyst for oxidative stress, and that's generating lipid peroxides and damaging DNA. It's part of the bioweapon illness, this dysregulation of iron.
And that's part number 246. There's so many parts to this bioweapon tragedy. They're almost uncountable.
You know, there's a B12 deficiency that should be considered, because there's issues with methylation and recycling B12. And B12 is needed to create red blood cells. Copper is needed to manage the iron for red blood cells. So those need to be considered before someone reaches for the iron.
Yeah, be careful. And I don't know if a simple blood panel would give you the iron results or not.
You need to do a whole iron panel and have it interpreted by someone that knows what they're doing.
That's what I was going to suggest. This is not a joke. Iron is a bad player in this whole equation. All right, here's another one. This is... My friend's husband got the vaccine and didn't tell her. Now, any of you out there who know of anyone who has done this, gotten the vaccine and not informed their significant other, wife, spouse, whatever, that is about as low as it gets. All right. My friend's husband got the vaccine and didn't tell her. She started having her periods all screwed up when she was normally on a regular schedule, and she had them so much heavier than she had ever had before. She got really sore and felt sick, but was not pregnant or actually sick with anything. Then she found out about him getting the shot, and the timeline matched. In the original Pfizer trials, they wanted participants to stay away from others, especially pregnant people or those who could become pregnant. They took great care to separate them, wear personal protection gear, and to clean up after them. Someone answers to that, fascinating information. Another, I had a spate of nosebleeds over several days. Used to get nosebleeds, but haven't had ones like that in years. Then approximately 6 weeks later, I had a day when I felt really off, not feeling well at all. Thought it was all odd at the time until my husband confessed that he had taken the jabs, plural. I'm still annoyed that he never discussed it with me or told me about it. I trusted my instinct and had faith in my God-given immune system and never even contemplated getting jabbed. Her husband got multiple jabs and didn't tell her. Person answers that, I read that information on the Pfizer website. It's true. Another says, well, I hope your friend is now divorced. And that's true as well. She should be. Another person adds, I was thinking the very same thing. How dishonest. No, I'd say it's manslaughter if the woman ends up dying, at the very least.
I think a lot of these people did not realize that it was going to affect others.
Well, I concur with you. I would hope that's the case, although in some cases people are so goddamn selfish, I don't think they really care. They'll rationalize it in any number of different ways. But to not tell your partner that? To not tell your partner that?
Yeah. Well, the other side of it, though, is you know, it was an experimental. It is an experimental, supposedly, injection.
No,
and,
it's not. It's totally.
Well, that's how it was
billed. Weapon. Yes,
it
I
is.
Know.
But
I
that's
know.
How it was billed. That was these people's understanding of it, and the fact that it was experimental. You know, if you're going to undergo an experimental anything, wouldn't you tell your partner that you know there's some risk here?
In case something happens
to me, this is what I've done.
There's absolutely no excuse for this behavior. None. No. That's divorce right now. It should be. That's just me talking for myself. Go ahead. Finish up.
Let's see. Since having COVID last August, both myself and my hubby have had what we both feel is a flaring up of old injuries with muscle and joint pains. The spike protein seems to be causing havoc in many parts of the body and in many ways. I just hope that they don't manage to brush it all under the carpet and at some point the truth will come out and heads will roll. Hopefully all those U.S. FDA, NIH, CDC bosses and all of the autocrats in the U.S. government.
See, that person is trapped in the old paradigm that no longer exists, that we have some kind of a legitimate political system and a system of jurisprudence, the courts, etc., that are going to take care of people who are running criminal operations, massive world genocide operations, right here in the U.S. of A. It's right here. But there's no more accountability.
I mean, this is a government-sanctioned operation.
None. It's DOD Pentagram. It's a deployed weapon against humankind.
Most people still don't know that.
The information is out there, but I concur with you that they don't. And they certainly aren't going to be properly advised. They have no informed consent before they get these shots. Here, you want your shot? Okay. Boom. And your life is shortened and maybe over real soon. Go ahead. Let's finish that.
Someone advises, get into a sauna at least 3 days a week. Use NAC, natokinase, and magnesium. Another says, you're not alone. My cousin doctor told her to protect herself from her vaxxed husband. Has anyone heard if these individuals affected by shedding could be eligible for vaccine damages covered by insurance? Sadly, no. Another one says, I have the same symptoms, living with a son-in-law who's jabbed. And this last one is a bit concerning. Someone raises the specter of ACE2 autoimmunity due to the subunit S1-S2. Now, that's something that can happen. You can actually make autoantibodies against the ACE2 receptor and after having been exposed to the spike, which would put you in a world of hurt. C- continuing, is it plus endothelial and blood-brain barrier insults? Just a thought. What about those 9 pages of Pfizer released documents? Most of them look like autoimmune issues.
Right. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of Dr. Bakhti in this video. It is an interview done with, I believe, an Israeli journalist. Very nice location, very nice setting. But in my view as a professional, this journalist was not prepared at all for this man or this subject or his knowledge or his heroism. And he gets very flustered in the interview at multiple locations. And take a listen here. You'll hear the frustration. This woman should know much more, or this, I don't care what it is, male, female, the interviewer should know much more with a man of this caliber. His time is very valuable. All right, here's Dr. Sukrit Bakhti. She has asked him pretty much what he sees in the future, what his forecast is for the future.
Your prediction?
My prediction is that we're going to see so many tragedies that the deaths also of children would become the normal thing. That would be normal reality. You see, what did Merkel use for the new reality, right? That's going to be the new reality.
And what would it take for people to open their eyes? When will people revolt? When will the tide turn?
Well, let me tell you something. The chances of revolt get less and less because these vaccines, you know, they damage the vessel walls of the vessels of the brain. So people are, you know, when the vessel wall is damaged, clots form. It's the truth. That's why clots are forming all over the bodies.
Yeah,
and
but
all
it, will it change people's character?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Your brain is what makes you. And that's why people are getting changes in their personality. Not only, they're not only getting...
you actually think people it will make people more compliant?
Of course. And it reduces their intelligence and their capacity to be man.
So let me get this straight. You think that the vaccine is also changing people's personality because it has an influence on the brain?
Now, he just answered that whole question. And it's like she never heard a thing he said. So she's rephrased it. Let's hear it again.
Something in the brain is also changing your behavior or the way you... Your personality.
Well, look, it would be the simplest explanation. It is known that different parts of the brain are responsible for different functions of your body and your mind. All right? There are parts of the brain, if you knock it out, you have no memory. Okay? It's known. If you knock out parts of the brain, then you become very meek and tacit. You know? And if parts of the brain that have never been scientifically examined, because there was no way to find out, are responsible for your personality, of course your personality is going to be changed.
Yeah. What can we expect in the next 50 to 60 years? What is your prediction?
Of the world populace?
Yes.
It's going to be shortened, of course. Severely shortened. First of all, you're going to have a severely shortened lifespan. I mean, it's already started, as you may know. The life expectancy in Germany has already dropped 6 months, and in America, 2 years. Here, now.
Because of?
Since the
vaccines?
Yes.
You can directly attribute that to the vaccine.
Well, it's the only thing that's new, all right? So, since the rollout, the life expectancy has dropped in America. I saw this. I don't know where it is, but we can look it up for you. And it's going to really, this decrease is going to increase. Now, the other thing is birth rates are going to dramatically drop. They've already done so. I mean, where did I see this last? Oh, my God, where was this? Birth rate, Korea. Did you see this?
No.
The birth rates this year have dropped by 20, 20%. 20%. Less births.
Some people would say maybe that's also because during times of crisis, it's not really the time to get pregnant, so maybe that's why the numbers...
No, the loss of fetal losses have skyrocketed, and this is also known. I mean, it's all known. It's all known. It's just that no one wants to talk about it, because the mainstream... They're doing cover-up stories, you know. They're being paid so much by the elite. I don't mind if people earn money, but this is unethical.
You are in a very difficult position. You've been under a lot of.
Okay, we'll stop it there. I'll post it tonight or tomorrow, and you can get through it. The most important thing is that it's something that we have been trying to work with and inform you about, and others, for a long time, that there are many, many complaints about people's personalities having been changed dramatically in some cases, where they're no longer happy-go-lucky, they're mean, they're nasty, they're dour, they're unhappy. And the answer is quite obvious when people ask, well, why would that happen? The spike protein goes into the brain and begins to microclot, and little tiny portions of the brain die. And depending upon where those microclots occur in that portion of the brain, the manifestations begin to appear in the personality on the outside. So it's not a mystery. And so anyone you know who's been vaxxed, who doesn't act the same anymore, chances are, I'd say at least 50-50, that they have been mentally damaged by microclotting in their brains. You have to think about that as a real possibility. And when does it stop? If the body continues to produce spike protein, and we had one report earlier that after 10 months it was showing that the body's still producing it, you get transfected with the mRNA instructions, your body's going to make it. And now we know because of the plasmids that the body will also create new instructions, new mRNA, which will go out and seek cells to transfect and begin them producing spike. The spike is merciless, ruthless, and nonstop. It goes into every major organ of your body and begins to kill the tissues by microclotting. And then the microclotting becomes significant clotting. Then it becomes major clotting. And it can be, generally speaking, amyloid in nature, most likely, not blood clots. Anyhow, anything you want to add to that? And we'll read some more here. We have about 7 minutes left.
Yeah, the brain is really can be affected in so many different ways, directly by the presence of the spike, if it gets into the brain, but then, you know, with the other metabolic derangements that it causes, with the liver and the kidneys, you know, the body can't detoxify. You get ammonia in the brain that way, and that's toxic. I mean, there's all kinds of metabolites that are forming because nothing's working right.
So changes in personality are to be expected among the vaxxed.
Yeah, anytime there's inflammation in the brain, you know, depending on which area, it's a given. And it only gets worse. I mean, personality changes are sometimes the very, very first sign of a brain that's in trouble.
And again, inflammation and dead brain cells. The body does not regenerate brain cells, nor heart cells. So wherever the spike goes, and it goes wherever the blood goes, it will begin to occlude and attach inside capillaries and right on up the scale. And when it clots, blood no longer is available to serve and nurture the cells, and the cells die. And when you begin to have parts of your brain die, think Alzheimer's. Think CJD. Your brain is dying in little tiny, it's like a star winks out at night. A little piece there, a little piece there, another wink out there. And pretty soon you've got a whole lot of winked out areas of your brain, and your personality begins to manifest those deaths in your behavior or in the behavior of those who have been injected. And don't let anyone ever use the word experimental or vaccine on you. It is not. It is neither of those. It is a deployed weapon of mass death. That's what it is. There's no arguing it. Okay, let's go back to our little human chronicles here. And what do you want to do next?
Oh, let's keep going. We have shedding disease.
Okay, go to it.
I didn't want to get the shot, as I've had bad reactions to every shot I've ever had in the past. I guess I won the genetic lottery. Anyway, I was also concerned since these shots really hadn't been well tested, and my wife and I were trying for a child. I told my wife my concerns. She's her own person, though. She got the shot and didn't tell me.
The morning another after one. She... I'm sorry, that's just really just teased me off. I can't believe this, that people would do that. Go ahead, sorry.
The morning after she had the shot, I woke up with a burning pain all down my left side. That's the side she sleeps on. I got out of bed and looked, and there was a weeping rash under my arm and down that entire side. Also, my eyes wouldn't focus on anything past 2 meters. Only later that day did I find out she had the shot. I still didn't put two and two together. My eyes recovered after 3 weeks, and the rash started to fade. Then she got her booster shot. Once again, didn't tell me. And once again, the next morning, I could barely see, and the rash was back with a vengeance. My eyes took another 3 weeks to get back to normal, but even now, 1.5 years later, I still have the rash that flares up every now and then, and it's never really gone away. I'm just so glad that I didn't take the jab myself, or I have no doubt that I wouldn't be writing this, considering. Oh, and we had 2 miscarriages.
There's a destroyed family right there. How could you ever trust a partner, a life partner, a friend, a spouse, whatever? I don't get it. They knew. She kept it from him because she knew this was controversial. And there have been claims about danger and death and all the rest. They know. After 2 years, they damn well know. Boy, that bothers me. Okay. Was not vaccinated, but worked for an older gentleman who was. His family requested I take him for his booster. I was washing his clothes, or his cloth napkins, clothes and sheets and dishes. Within a few weeks, I felt as if I was dying. I haven't worked for him for a few months now because I'm so sick. I have all kinds of issues, and now I'm going to have female surgery. Probably. What? Hysterectomy. No one can tell me this poison does not spread. All right? Don't forget that one. And one adds to that, shedding is real. My baby sister and I both got sick from my parents after they got jabbed, like 2 weeks in. I don't get sick with a flu or a cold, at least not easily. Then I got sick with the flu, and it wouldn't go away after 2 weeks. My parents passed within that month. My parents died within that month, and I was unable to even be there. I felt like my baby sister and I had radiation poisoning with a side of flu because my sister and I had the bad case of the runs, weird red rash on my back, arms, and my face. We were both so confused and dizzy. Hell, didn't we even get... What's a Rona?
Oh, that's short for Corona.
Ah.
As in the virus.
Got it. Hell, we didn't even get the Corona. After surviving the flu, well, little baby sis and me had excess hair falling out as well. So there's another hair drop story. This is really incredible. The parents both got jabbed, and 2 weeks in, she and her sister got terribly sick, terribly sick. And the parents then died. They passed within the month. I'd say that shot's working pretty well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Grab one more.
One of my workmates had a strong reaction to the jab and got quite sick. I met him during that time, and as soon as I started talking to him, I got an extremely strong metallic taste in my mouth. At the time, I thought something had suddenly gone wrong with a filling in my tooth. I thought it must be disintegrating. My mouth was suddenly filled with the taste of metal. I even remember saying, "Oh, no, I think I'm going to have to go to the dentist." But the taste disappeared shortly after he moved away from me, and afterwards I didn't think anything of it. Later, I saw interviews with vaccine-injured people reporting a metallic taste almost immediately upon being injected, and it made me remember the experience. I don't know if there's anything to it or not, but it's a very strange coincidence.
So here we are again.
Metallic taste,
yeah,
can be so, from red blood cells being destroyed and the iron releasing.
Yeah. Yep. If you're around the vaxxed, and I really don't like these stories about spouses or partners not telling the other. This is just wrong. And you begin to get sick. It's kind of like being at a buffet of symptoms. There's so many different symptoms, which you've heard abundantly expressed here on these anecdotal reports. You just never know how it's going to hit you. In the story or two prior to this one, that poor woman is now going to have, apparently, female surgery. We don't know what that is. It may be a complete hysterectomy. We don't know. But she has been damaged to the extent that she's having to go under the knife. You don't want to go into a hospital now, as you all know. You certainly don't want to have surgery, as you all know. Things are just not clean like they used to be. There's too much going on. Okay, anything to add to that? Those stories are very, very difficult, very poignant, and
yeah, there's just no end to them. Yeah, you know, anybody that questions whether these things shed, you know.
Good luck. And even if you don't produce any symptomology, it doesn't mean you haven't been infested and things are happening, which may show up in 3, 6, 8 months, depending upon your amount of exposure. Are you working next to someone who's just gotten the bivalent booster? You're probably going to be in trouble, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, there's more people. The shedders see this because they're bewildered by the people that say they don't have any symptoms from shedding when they're around the vaxxed, and yet now they're observing that they have rashes and swelling in their legs, skin cancers. So they're not
shingles.
Shingles sometimes, but I think that those that believe they're not being affected, number one, haven't had their live blood analysis done, because that'd tell a story right there. That they're just not correlating whatever symptoms, annoying, pesky things that they may be experiencing with it being a sign of shedding. And I think spike or shedding is on the table for just about every health issue right now.
I agree. And it's like a buffet again. You never know which dish you're going to get hit with. It's wide open. Wide open.
And it just seems to really, the exposure to it, whatever it's doing, however it's doing it, it's just making people more vulnerable to everything. It's just a burden, a toxic burden.
You bet.
And then your body doesn't have the energy or the reserve to deal with other things.
Nope. You end up with, what would you call it, secondhand vades? I don't know.
Quite possibly. Yeah, they're, well, maybe we'll get to these on Friday. There was a case of a recurring cancer from shedding.
Wow. Okay. All right, we got to run. We're late. Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent, as always. Talk soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. My pleasure. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Okay, gang, we'll be right back with Hour 3. Hang on.